High Plains Public Radio presents a new series featuring students from West Texas A&M University sharing their experiences as people of the plains. This 12-week series will be presented at this same time every week.
This is a performance of a young man battling with a demon, based off an adaptation of a story told by Buddy Young.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12.
Theologians tell us that there are three things in a Christian's life that is going to affect them. Number one is the world, another is flesh, and number three would be sin. Those three things affect us, and this is all the scheme of the one who is like a lion, seeking those whom he may devour. The Bible is not some fictitious mythical document, rather there is truly a spiritual battle happening that many people would not advocate.
Hey, I think it's cool that you've been coming to our youth group. My name's Kayla. What's your name?
My name is Xavier. It's good to meet you.
You too. Do you like it here?
Yeah, I'm very interested. I mean, it's nothing I've been around before.
I noticed that you live across the street. Does your family come to church here?
Don't talk about my family. You don't know anything about them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you this cross. I thought you might like
Thanks.
It.
This is cool.
So, what makes you think it's okay for you to go to the youth group tonight?
I just want to know more about the spiritual forces.
What do you need to know? I have told you all you need to know.
Well, I have been around you all my life. Why are you interceding in my life and not others? Why are the guys and girls in the church across the street not influenced by you?
I've told you before, they worship that heathen named Jesus who utters his blasphemy and seeks to control your life. But we worship Lucifer, the god of this world, and he sent me to you. I want what's best for you. Remember when you were a child, son of a witch, born to be a sacrifice among their home? You were spared, of course, and then I came to you. Have I led you astray? Hasn't your life been pleasant with my help?
I guess you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. I won't go to church.
Did you misunderstand me? I thought I told you not to go to the youth group. Why did you blatantly disobey me?
I wasn't gonna go, but this man named Buddy came and knocked on my door and asked me to go. I didn't know how to tell him no. There was something so different about him. It was like he had something that I'd never seen before. And he was so joyful. They were telling me about this God and how he offered his son as a sacrifice for sin because their God loved them. Is this the Jesus that you were speaking of? And what is sin? Also, I heard talk about demons. Is that what you are?
Stop! Everything they have told you is a lie. Their so-called God cares nothing about you. Only I want what's best for you, and you must never go back there again. Do you understand me?
But why won't you tell me anything about this Jesus? He sounds so interesting. It's like there's something drawing me to.
Cut it out! If you go back to that church, their God will do nothing but evil and bad things to you. You won't be able to be yourself. You won't be free anymore. You will have all these laws that you will have to keep. Just do exactly what I say and nothing bad will ever happen to you.
I just want to know who Jesus is. There's a youth meeting on Friday. If Buddy comes and asks me to go again, I think I will go with him. This is so cool.
No.
All these people seem to be so happy.
Xavier, stop.
Their God must be really special if they're all this happy.
No.
And one of the guys gave me this cross. I want to know more about what it means. Hey, I'll try to find the answer in their Bible.
You don't need this Bible. Drop it.
God, this cross is burning inside of my pocket.
Don't take it out. Xavier, don't take it out. No, Xavier.
You've been lying to me this whole time. Why did you make me act that way in front of them? I want to be their friend. I want to be happy like they were. I want what they have. Why do you control the way I live?
You don't know what's best for you. I'm only keeping you from making the wrong decisions in your life. Their Jesus is evil and not worth following.
Now, they told me to come to their church tonight and they could perform something called an exorcism.
No, Xavier, they lied.
They said they would be able to get you out of my life.
No, that's not true.
They told me I would be free from your control.
You need me.
I'm going to go. I can't let you rule over me anymore.
People of the Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by West Texas A&M University students and produced by Angie Hafley. More People of the Plains can be found online at hppr.org.